This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. A powdered form of alcohol called Palcohol is now approved for sale in the United States. But how safe is this product? Here with more answers on this is Michelle Kaliva, Administrative Director of the Upstate New York Poison Center. Welcome, Michelle. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
This is a strange product. It's powdered alcohol. Tell us a little bit more about what it is.
So it's very disconcerting and not just strange. So it's alcohol that's in a powdered form that has to be reconstituted with a liquid, and then you would consume it the same way you would any other alcohol.
So it's being sold in a powdered form. Let's talk a little bit, what is it going to look like? Isn't it a pouch?
It looks similar, at least the prototype looks similar to a Capri Sun packaging. So it's a easily concealable, easily contained, doesn't weigh a lot package.
And what was the thinking behind this kind, what was the motivation for this for manufacturing this kind of product?
Interesting rationale. The idea was that if you're going to go hiking or you're going to go, mountain climbing, it's hard to carry a six-pack or a bottle of liquor with you up the mountain or along the trail. So this was going to be easier to carry.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you were carrying, you'd need access to water, so you might be carrying your water. So
good point. I guess a six-pack and a six-pack of water. Yeah. I'm not sure, but that was the idea, that it was going to make it easier to transport.
But in fact, it needs to be reconstituted because, we're going to talk a little bit more about the fact that it could also be used in a powdered form, and that's potentially problematic. So I guess all kinds of people, public health officials, lawmakers, even the beverage and beer industry, have tried to ban the sale of this powdered alcohol in some states. What's the current status right now?
So it's been FDA approved. It has not hit the marketplace yet, although there are some states like Alaska, Louisiana, South Carolina, Utah, Vermont, Virginia that have banned it. They do not want to see it in their stores. There are some states that are taken into consideration. But again, it has been approved. FDA has approved it for sale. We just now have to see when it actually arrives in our stores.
What percentage alcohol is it?
It's equivalent. So if you were to take one packet, it would be equivalent to a shot of alcohol, vodka, gin, whiskey.
So it's strong stuff.
It's strong stuff.
And once again, it's in this package that looks fairly nondescript. I'm wondering, where would this thing be marketed? First of all, is there a single manufacturer at this point?
At this point, there's a single manufacturer, yes.
And are there precedents for this? Does this exist elsewhere in the world? Do we know if it exists in Europe?
Not to my knowledge.
So somebody got a bright idea and decided they're going to make powdered alcohol.
Powdered alcohol. Again, for ease of carrying.
And currently, is it legal in New York State?
Again, FDA approved, so there is no ban in New York State for it at the moment.
And also, there was other federal government approval. I read it has been approved by the U.S. Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau. But what does that exactly mean? Is it going to fall? I guess, is it going to be treated much like liquid alcohol?
Well, I certainly hope so, because we would want to make sure that there's the same kind of regulations around who purchases. My understanding that it's going to be. I will tell you that Senator Schumer has introduced a bill to get it banned in New York State. So we know that there's definitely efforts on the legislative level in New York State to get this off the marketplace.
So what's the big concern? Obviously, if people are trying to band together to get rid of this product, there's got to be some concerns. Let's go over some litany of what the different concerns are.
So the concern is because it's in powder and because it's in a fairly innocuous container, that A, people may not recognize it as alcohol, that it's easier to smuggle it in. So whether it be school or in an underage person's backpack, there also is a concern that it may not be taken as seriously. We know that a bottle of vodka is alcohol. This stuff looks innocuous. So this may not be seen among even young people as being serious. The other issue is that it's in powdered form. So what else could this be sprinkled on or concealed with or mixed with? You might mix this with alcohol. You might be a young person and think, I'm going to mix this with my Kool-Aid, my soda. Again, not taking it seriously. And what about underage drinking? Is this going to open up a whole new avenue for accessibility?
Yeah, especially if what you're describing looks so innocuous. It's in a packaging that really doesn't even resemble alcohol. I would think it would have to be somewhat adequately labeled, though.
Oh, I'm certain that it's going to be. But again, you know, it's going to be incumbent on the person that's selling it to recognize that it's alcohol and then to properly ID the person who's buying it. And again, in my world, I have to liken it to, you know, a small child not having any clue what it is. And this stuff's flavored. So it's going to really draw the attention of unsuspecting people, I'm concerned.
Now, people who in that industry, or some people, argue that it's no more hazardous than liquid alcohol and that it's not necessarily, you know, it's not necessarily going to create any problems at all. But there seems to be more of a groundswell in the other direction at this point.
Well, liquid alcohol in itself is a problem, right? At this time of year, I get very concerned by alcohol abuse. You know, we were, it's graduation, it's prom, and we have problems around liquid alcohol as well.
This and is you just see this at the Poison Control Center all
often.
The time.
You know, we see overdoses. Yeah,
I was going to say, what are you seeing?
Yeah, so we see, you know, well, the problem with alcohol in general, in small children, it causes severe hypoglycemia. It drops their sugar. They can become unconscious from taking a swallow of perfume that's got alcohol. They can be hypoglycemic from drinking mouthwash that is alcohol, from drinking hand sanitizer. So we worry about alcohol in small children, regardless of the vehicle in which it's being distributed. But then we get into that teenage group, and, you know, there's drinking and driving, there's binging, there's the fact that alcohol will lower their respiratory rate, will make them confused, disoriented. So alcohol itself is problematic. Then add just another vehicle like this, again, that can be concealed, that can be mixed with other alcohol, making it more stronger, more intense.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with Michelle Kaliva. We're talking about the potential hazards of this new type of powdered alcohol, also called palcohol. So getting back to this idea of marketing, where is it going to be sold? Let's assume, I know you're saying you think it's not, it's currently legal, although you say in New York State.
It's been approved.
Okay. So Senator Schumer at this point, on a New York, he's
well,
New York
he's
state.
Federal,
he's federal,
right.
But he's trying to see if we can ban it mm-hmm. in some way. On a federal level, ban it? Or
a federal as well. But again, there are legislative efforts throughout across the country on a state level as well. Yeah, Senator Schumer is looking at it from a federal perspective.
But if it's going to be marketed, do we know where it's going to be sold? So you have this little packet that looks very innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be in supermarkets?
Well, there's some states where you can buy liquor in supermarkets, so yes, it will be accessible in the supermarket.
And then, as you also said, then it's literally going to be left to a judgment call based on the person who's at the cash register as to whether this person who's walking through with this product is old enough to use it.
Right, recognizing that, in fact, it is alcohol and that it's not a flavored juice drink.
And that's another point that you were making is this issue of flavoring. I understand it's coming in different flavors. Tell mm-hmm. us about that.
So there's vodka flavored, rum, lemon drop. There's a
Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Lemon drop immediately says to me that this is being marketed to a younger population.
Lemon drop scares the heck out of me because, again, a small child is not going to discern that it's alcohol. It's just going to be flavored and taste good, and they're going to ingest it.
So do we understand what the physical effects of this type of alcohol would be on either adults or children, and is it any different?
It's not any different. It's drinking alcohol, so you're going to have all the same clinical effects. So again, in a child, it's going to lower their blood sugar. When you lower a child's blood sugar, they get confused, they get drowsy, they can die from hypoglycemia. And in an adult, same thing. You know, we know that alcohol causes inhibition. Your judgment gets altered. You know, it's not
lack of inhibition.
Yeah, lack of inhibition. And you may think, you know, you might be able to discern what's right or wrong, but you don't care.
I guess the other question I would have is how people could judge how much to drink, because I wonder if it's similar in terms of you were just saying that one packet equals one shot, but you would think that people, because it's kind of there's some variability in how much you mix in the water and what have you, whether there would be issues just in terms of overdosing from that standpoint.
The directions say that you add 5 ounces of water to reconstitute it. So it's 5 ounces with one shot. 5 ounces is not a lot. So you definitely can be worried that it's going to be consumed in much more greater quantities.
So overall, what do you want? I mean, what are your concerns from a poison control perspective? I mean, in terms of, and are there other hazards that we haven't talked about, for example?
My concern, again, is accessibility. I'm really, really worried about that small child that is going to find the packet, pick it up, and eat it. There's precedent. We hear those stories where the young child wakes up in the morning, parents are asleep, and there was a party the night before, and there's leftover wine in the wine glasses on the coffee table or beer bottles, and the child drinks it, picks it up, swallows it. You know, again, this stuff is flavored. It's accessible.
And it sounds to me like this stuff might be less apt to be locked up. In other words, people have liquor cabinets at home, and if they have children, young children around, or even teenagers, they'll often take the precaution of locking the liquor cabinet. But this stuff will probably be up on a shelf
exactly.
Where your other groceries might
right.
be, for example.
Right. It's packaged and made to look like powdered juice drink. We're used to having that in our home. Kids are used to seeing that. You're used to reconstituting those powdered drinks. I'm just very concerned it's not going to be seen as dangerous.
And it sounds like there's a movement afoot nationwide of people who have the same concerns.
Absolutely.
So what do you want parents and other responsible adults to know or to be on the lookout for? What's your final?
Well, I think that they need to be aware. I think they need to talk to their children about it. I think they need to emphasize, particularly to that underage drinking population, that this is just as serious, it's just as deadly, it can cause exactly the same consequences. And again, as I mentioned already, I get concerned about this time of year. Parents need to have that alcohol conversation with their kids now, pre-prom, pre-graduation, and really make them understand that alcohol is deadly when it's used.
When it's abused.
When it's abused, when yeah. it's used inappropriately and
especially
abused.
Drinking and driving.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I want to thank you so much for coming in. Will you know when this comes to market, and if you have any experiences with this product, I'd love you to come back and share some of those with us. It would be very helpful at that point to hear some, hopefully not unfortunate stories, but to hear what's going on with this product.
Happy
Thank you so much. My guest has been Michelle Kaliva. She's administrative director of the Upstate New York Poison Center. I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.